poverty, the welfare system, and Head Start programs. In her book, Lives on the Edge, Single Mothers and Their Children in the Other America, Valerie Polakow confronts the struggles single women and their children face in relation to these issues. Welfare puts single mothers in a precarious position. Either they receive state benefits, work very little or not at all, and have their lives monitored constantly, or they risk losing funding if they earn too much money through legitimate employment. Also a state program, Head Start began in 1965 as an early intervention in the lives of poor children to protect them against the effects of poverty. Head Start classrooms are separated from other classes, and because of the emphasis on manners, obedience, and cleanliness rather than creativity and personal growth, these programs have arguably given up any hope of actually educating poor children. Women and children in poverty are deemed others by society and treated as second-class citizens. Through the following personal stories of women Polakow interviewed in her book, the struggle of poor single mothers is given a human voice.
My kids can't go to daycare because there's no space. They can only go Monday and Friday, but I need the other days too. I gotta find a way to work, to go to school. No matter how hard you try, you're always gonna be two steps behind because whoever the force is never wants to succeed.
All the time, I don't think this system's here to help me. It's just to keep you right where you're at, to be poor, to make you psychologically dependent.
Echoed in these women's stories is the sense that the government and society don't want to help them. Rather, these women are managed to the extent that they are no longer visible as human beings. How does this affect young children in Head Start programs? And how do some of their teachers negatively add to this? In the following quotes from Polakow's book, two students and two teachers' responses help answer these questions.
They think because I haven't got no home that I haven't got nothing inside of me.
She hates everything I do. She made red checks on all my worksheets, and anyhow, I can't do homework and stuff in the shelter. There's always noise and stuff going on.
He is probably learning disabled or compensatory education. Most blacks in this district fall into one of the two categories.
This child does not know the difference between right and wrong. She absolutely does not belong in a normal classroom with normal children.
These voices illuminate the issues that some teachers are biased and there are children being told they do not matter. Administrators and teachers can work to curtail problems by integrating Head Start children into mainstream education for social and educational benefits, as well as work to make Head Start a more efficient program itself. For example, hire educators who do not see poor mothers and children as blights on society. The denigration of these children seen within many classrooms has to be stopped. Multicultural classrooms that incorporate caring and varied teaching and learning strategies are important in creating an atmosphere where all children can learn and grow as human beings. In other words, it is the responsibility of society at large and educators on a micro level not to allow single mothers and their children in poverty to be pushed aside. Every child's education really does matter.